Now on the ticket hotline to talk about the Cowboys' big loss to the Patriots as the owner and general manager, we say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Tough loss yesterday.
It was. It was a tough one. The Patriots pretty much went a little prison style on us last night. Have to learn from that and try to get better.
Well, how do you think your quarterback played yesterday? Because he's taken some grief for not putting enough points. Horrible.
Yes, I haven't been that embarrassed since Jerry Jr. exploded in his pull-up while playing skee-ball at Chuck E. Cheese.
Must have been a long time ago since he's 50 now.
It was long. It was a couple years ago. Oh. He's been better since. But, no, it was, you know, we started off okay. I was thinking I had some hope at the beginning of the game, and at first it looked like old Greg Hardy was going to sling Tom Brady down on his machine gun catch, didn't it?
All right, don't make reference to that. That was a terrible incident.
Yeah, then reality set in as the game wore on, and old Tom started doing to us what he does to Giselle over the back of the couch while looking in the mirror.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking in the mirror.
Graphic sight.
But I was pleased with Greg's play. He did very well, very well.
Yeah. That's why you brought him in here.
That's why I brought him in here. And, hey, let me be clear. Greg Hardy can make as many rap videos and machine gun futons he wants as long as he plays like that.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty dicey.
The Bible says to forgive machine gun futons.
It does say that specifically?
Something like that, yeah.
The forgive part may be right, yeah.
Didn't Jesus say something about that to that old woman at the well?
In so many words, maybe.
Yeah, some old gal at a well. I remember that.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of baby Jessica.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot that story in the Bible.
That's not in the Bible.
Hey, did you see that old Terry Bradshaw called me an enabler for the Greg Hardy thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What'd you think about that?
I got pissed. I got pissed. I threw a bottle of whiskey at the TV when I heard that.
Wow. That's violent.
Because I'd like to know who's been enabling Terry's broadcast career. That's what I want to know. That's a bigger crime, isn't it?
He's not real smooth. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hell, you listen to him do highlights, it sounds like some hillbilly bear got control of a microphone.
All right. A return shot there to Terry Bradshaw.
I was way out of sorts for the game yesterday. Way out of sorts.
Why?
Well, I was late getting there to the game because I had to take Stephen and Jerry Jr. to the fair.
That seems like a
on
weird thing.
On game
to do.
Day?
Damn, Gene made me go on game day.
And it made you late.
Yeah. It was an hour from kickoff, and I was still buying funnel cakes and hoisting Jerry Jr. up on the koala station.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be over playing games at the state fair by now.
Oh, my God. We had to haul ass to get there. I'm sure a lot of people saw the old Blue Star minivan going about 103 on the Tom Landry.
I didn't know you rode around in the Blue Star minivan.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a Honda Odyssey, and that's what I have to carry him around in. But, of course, I got it personalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That star on the side of it.
You bet.
Looks good. Hey, there's got to be a way. Mm. Got to be a way to make Tony Romo's bones heal quicker.
Well, I don't think so. You're just going to have to wait. Be patient.
I'm willing to look, if anybody's listening right now that is a doctor or some sort of holistic alternative medicine hippie, then let me hear from you if you know how to make him, we'll give him vampire's blood, whatever it takes to make him heal. Hey, you know what I ought to do? Hmm. I just thought of this. I ought to send him to Gene's doctor because he's worked wonders before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Take a look at her. Believe me, he's worked wonders. You guys ever heard of V rejuvenation?
No, come on. Jerry.
Tony doesn't need that.
Well, I tell you, I think we could all use a little bit of that.
Well, hang in there, Jerry. It may get worse before it gets better.
I sure do appreciate it. And It's a good thing we got a bye week coming up, because I know that this is the one week of the whole year in which Brandon Whedon can't lose a game for us.
See ya. There goes Jerry. It's 8:45.